This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. This is an emergency podcast. I repeat, an emergency podcast. Jax and Brittany got engaged. Let's see. Do you think it's going to be like...
Gonna get married, Jax.
Oh my gosh. Hi everyone and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I am Sarah.
And we are here doing an emergency podcast because we have to talk this out.
Right.
I couldn't even sleep last night.
It hit late, hit hard.
It hit hard. And I can't, like, my first feeling was like, oh no, this is like, am I happy? Am I sad? Am I horrified? Is this like too dark, or like how am I going to handle this? Am I going to be happy and pretend everything's fine, or like what do we do?
Make fun of them.
Okay.
I mean, I've already hit Twitter quite hard with that.
Oh boy. I haven't checked Twitter. I've seen your comments in the Facebook group. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, join the Facebook group. That's where everything pops off.
Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast on Facebook. So, and if you want to see my tweets, at Pumpers Nation, or you can go to at VPR Party Podcast on Twitter.
I guess you can be mean because it's not like Jax can see because you're blocked.
Right.
Yeah. So it's fine.
All right, you guys. Before we get into it, I want to read a couple little things I put together. Actually, before the engagement news, I was preparing it for our Tuesday podcast. But given the situation, it was kind of funny because, as I told you a couple weeks ago, I was going to put together a couple of my little special rappy poems for the cast. And I did three of them. And ironically, those three people were Jax, Brittany, and Peter.
And I asked her to do it for me before we hit the record button, but she wouldn't. So this will be a surprise for me as well.
It's fresh. And we have a special guest here as well, Julia. So you're probably going to hear her cackling in the background.
Yes.
Little detail on Julia. Julia is the one whose friend was at Neptune's Net last night for the engagement. So we're going to try and get her to contact her people and see if we can find out any more deets.
Yes.
On that sitch. So we'll talk to her in a minute. But let me, I'm going to do Brittany, then Jax, and then I'm going to do Peter because Jacob requested I do, the whole podcast in Peter voice, but maybe just a poem for today.
Yeah. And then I'll come up with an interview for Peter and I'll interview you as Peter. I think that'll be a good one too.
Nice. Nice.
I have a lot of questions about that gray suit.
Oh, well, that's in my poem, so.
Okay, great, great.
All right, let's start with Brittany. All right, you're all ready?
Yes. Just like she said yes to the ring.
Love can win.
Yes.
That was her post. Love can win, y'all. All right. Well, hi, y'all. My name is Brittany. I like tequila shots and sweet tea. I'm from Winchester, you know, like the guns. And I worked at Hooters showing off my buns. I had a boyfriend there that I cheated on with Jax. But I never saw the show, and those are the facts. My mama says she watched the show and that Jax was always with a hoe. She said, get on out there and get yourself on TV. Maybe you'll even get paid a little fee. I done took her advice and moved right away, even though Jax told everyone I had nowhere to stay. They done brought me to Hawaii on a free trip, but then Jax went to jail after the sunglasses hut was ripped. Back then, Lila was trying to move in on my man, just like Faith, Kelsey, and all them other fans. I said, no, back off, bitches, because I'm the new member of a coven of witches. They all rallied by my side as I keep forgiving that Jax done lied. I know he done wrong, but those hoes and bitches be gone. Their wily ways made my man stray. They are trolls that he would never ever lay. If it weren't for their crafty ways, but I'm going to go on Andy and make them all pay. So no, I'm not all sugar and spice. Sometimes I'm mean and sometimes I'm nice. I'm good at playing this reality game, and it's bringing me a whole lot of fame.
I know Jax doesn't have any shame, and y'all think me staying with him is super lame. But I love him, and hard I fail. And if you don't like it, you can rot in hell.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
This is what a boring plane ride can do. Whew, all right, we got Jax up next.
Okay, okay, wait. I need to process. Oh my God. This can't just be on the podcast. We have to think of something else to do. This has to turn into like a
viral YouTube video.
Yeah, YouTube with like a slideshow, like of like Britney pictures and Jax and okay.
All right. So the Jax one is short and simple, inspired by Jax's brain. So, my name is Jax. I like big racks. My nose is made of wax. I probably don't pay my tax. I stab my friends behind their back. I'm not a real bartender. I'm a total hack. All the skills in the world I lack, except lying, cheating, and stealing. I'm totally whack. I lie to my friends and cheat on my girls. I love to go to Sweat Garage and do some curls. I take gym selfies every day so that I can prove to Brittany that I'm not going to stray. But every now and then, I got to take a roll in the hay with any hole in the wall, straight or gay. I love to lash out at people on Twitter and tell ugly trolls to shut up or I'll hit her. I degrade women's looks all the time. Clearly, I don't own a mirror or I would see I'm no dime. I threatened to hit the mute button to shut people up, and I am not affiliated with the podcast sub. My favorite thing to do is block a troll and kiss up to Andy Cohen's sweet asshole. I love to tweet out hockey and NASCAR and pretend I know all their stars. I lied about Lindsay Lohan and being a SEAL. I don't know right from wrong and what is real. But I'm still the number one guy in the group, so leave the door open so I can take a poop.
Boom. Drop the mic. Oh. I can't. Oh my God.
I was just told I was insane. That's not nice.
Oh my God, dude.
But that's fair.
That one was brilliant. That may have it like beat Britney's. And Britney's was amazing.
All right, last one. This goes out to you, Jacob. Now I probably can't even do it.
Hello, folks. My name's Peter, and ain't nothing sweeter at Sir or ain't sorry, and ain't nothing at Sir any sweeter. I love the ladies, and they love me. In a recent fan pic, my pants were stained with pee. I'm the manager at Sir, along with Diana. All the celebrities love us, including Rihanna. I recently did a cameo for a fan where I talked about how I am the man. I love going down on the ladies and to rule them in the words of Katie. Much like Schwartz, I love to wear vests. I wear them real tight to show off my chest. Some people say I look like a pirate or Johnny Depp. And now I think about my long hair that I should have kept. Because now I make indie films and hawk hair bow, looking for that day I can leave Sir and go. But for now, I must stay for the tourists and the fans, clearing their dishes and shaking their hands, hoping one day I'll get a paycheck and be a main cast member on deck. For now, ladies beware as I tousle my volumized hair and give you that creepy up and down stare.
Oh my God.
All right.
Those were brilliant. Real good. Wow. Nice work.
All right. The rest of the cast will be coming on podcast to come.
I'm trying to think of who you could do next that would be better than that. We've got Sheena in the hole.
Yeah. I love the West Side.
We've got Schwartz.
Oh, Bubba. Oh,
can you do Katie?
Dude.
Wool.
Oh, wool. There you go. Oh my gosh. What about Lala?
She's hard.
My man.
She's hard.
Stassi, or super hard. Thuggish.
Yeah. I'm not real good at the thug game. That might be your game.
Yeah, I might be able to do that.
I'll listen
one.
To some Eminem.
Oh my God.
Well, she's like whiter than Wonder Bread. Speaking of Jax.
Oh my gosh.
So, all right, let's get into the engagement that was at the beautifully picnic table biker bar Neptune's Net. We're not bikers, so I mean it would make sense if we are a biker to maybe get engaged there, but we're not. But you know, the most important thing is there was camera crew there, and I got my glam squad, you know, just for a regular date night, y'all. I didn't know this was coming.
So I think we should bring in our local expert on the location. Let's do like a location rundown and then we'll get into like everything that happened.
Okay.
So let's take a little pause and bring our guest in.
Well, welcome, Julia.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure. So as a biker connoisseur, a biker bitch babe on the back of a bike on a regular basis, you know all the biker bars in SoCal. You said you used to go to Neptune's Net all the time?
Yes, I did.
What's it like?
Kind of dirty, picnic tables, outdoors, on PCH, not on the beach.
Right.
Across the street from the beach.
Right. And I've been there. I used to live, you know, closer up there. So I've been there, but not in a long time and not as often as you have been.
You don't even have waitresses. You have to wait in line for a sandwich.
Wow.
No, I'm serious.
How romantical. I wonder if he hid the ring in a sandwich.
Maybe. Beer and wine only.
No shots?
No shots. No hard alcohol. Beer and wine. Beer and wine only.
No tequila shots?
No.
Well, what kind of date is this for Brittany? Well, she's a shot girl.
Well, I'm sorry. Jax is not a good man.
So the beach is beautiful up there. Well, I'll give them
that. You can barely
that.
See the beach from the bar, though. You can see the ocean, yeah. But you can't see the waves.
Hmm. And would you say, because now we've seen pictures where he was doing it in Neptune's Net. So some people theorized, oh, he probably did it on the beach and then they went to Neptune's, but not from the photographs we saw. He did it in Neptune's Net. So what would you think for people that aren't bikers or, you know, even have a motorcycle for that? Like, is that the most romantical place you can envision for an engagement?
Probably absolutely horrible. And if he did do it at the beach, trying to cross PCH right there, because that's where PCH is really big,
yeah.
You're pretty much hit.
Yeah, that's true.
Not to make your podcast gross, but I did see two people die.
Well, that's,
when I've been there.
That's on a up note right there.
Yeah.
So
no, it's so dangerous.
What you saw in the picture when it was posted, you said, oh, I think that's my friend Edgar in the corner there. So we believe Edgar was there filming and witnessing all of this mayhem. So
no, we had, Edgar was probably there just having a beer.
Well, we have put Julia on the mission of contacting Edgar.
Oh, dear Lord.
To download every bit of information he has. So we'll see if that pans out. But we've given her very clear instructions and severe consequences if she doesn't deliver. So good luck.
Okay. Goodbye.
Well, thank you so much for that, Julia. That was some great insight on the
Neptune's
location.
Net.
Yes.
So what do you think? Because we saw Brittany posting all day date night, and she had like a makeup artist, a person to do her hair.
Okay, I didn't see this until after you guys started saying it. So okay. When the news of the engagement came through, that trickled in after. And when I saw that that's what was happening, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So do you think she knew?
They're just going on a regular date night. Like, of course.
But if they're filming, like, do you think, like, she thought they were filming and that's, like, her normal filming prep? That was more than filming, right? Because normally she has her hair in a ponytail.
Right.
And like, I think she'll do.
Like someone commented, oh, she had like her perfectly nude nails done, which you're supposed to do to, you know, show off the engagement ring. It should be nude to, you know, like Sheena had nude nails with her ring.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. Here's the deal. I think they were already engaged. That's why they were at the Kentucky Castle a while back, staying overnight. I think they were securing their dates. I think they both been wearing rings for a few months and just being coy about it. Like, oh, we just like to wear rings. It doesn't mean anything. And this was done for filming because coincidentally, filming just started in the past week. So this seems all a little too suspect, a little too timely and coincidental. And I love your point about her attire outfit.
Yeah, so my first like feeling about it was that's what she chose to wear. Out of everything that we've seen her in, like we see what her style is, right?
Right. Tits out, body conscious.
Yeah, and it just, this dress was like so opposite of what I've ever seen her wear. Mm-hmm. I could see if maybe she thought it was beachy. Mm-hmm. Maybe, but it's just
but it was long. It was almost long. It was like tea length, like a nightgown, and it was like billowy.
Not very form fitting. Yeah, a little bit like pleated.
Like prairie dress, lower angles.
And it's funny, Hillary Duff just announced that she's pregnant with a girl with her new boyfriend. And I don't know, I got like the same vibe from like her dress that she is photographed in as Britney's dress that she's wearing for this proposal. Like, is Britney pregnant? Is that what's happening? Like, I don't know. Like, I agree with you. I 100% think that they were engaged before. This is for filming. But mm-hmm. Are things moving along? Is something else happening? Like, it just seems like.
Yeah, because of the dress choice.
Yeah.
And also, oh, suddenly she, like, when does she wear white? She's suddenly wearing a virginal white prairie wholesome girl dress in white. Isn't that also coincidental?
Yeah.
You know, for your pure engagement filming opportunity, like it doesn't add up. There's too many non-coincidences.
But this is how I feel that we should treat this season and what's going to happen. This is our royal wedding, you guys. Like, you know, they can have Meghan and what's the guy's name? Harry. We have Britney and Jax. This is our royal wedding. Like, we need merch. We need like, we need like a viewing party. We need like, I need everything. Like, this is it. Like, this is our, when I was driving over here, I was listening to, I don't know if anyone ever was into like the Legally Blonde, musical, but it's so perfect. You know, it's like I could totally see Britney being like, oh my god, you guys, like like she's finally engaged, you know. So and then we'll get into this later once we go through the whole process or whatever, but how creepy was it, the after party, the little like,
yeah,
and the fact that Lisa was there, like really, Lisa?
Yeah, when they supposedly just got in a big fight the other night at Sir.
Yeah. And like, it just, and everyone's face, it just seemed so strange. It was like everyone knew that they were, like, they were all acting. They were 100% were like, yay, this, yeah. Britney, let's see the ring. That's all that matters. Because, like, please actually don't go through with this. But, you know, like, it just seemed like, this is going to be a great season 7. Yeah. Everybody, you're not going to believe this.
See, I got to go back to like, Jax is always like, this is a realest reality show ever. It's all real. It's not scripted. But then I was just listening to a podcast Ariana was on. This was a couple months ago, but I just listened to it the other day. And she was like, the host had said, now, come on. The Stassi storyline of being an event planner, that was fake. And she was like, you know, like being all coy. Like you could tell her face was like, well. And so she wouldn't really answer, but she wasn't not answering. And he's like, I mean, do you guys expect us to believe this? No one bought that story. And she's like, well, I'll say this, that, you know, our show is so real that when something is kind of manufactured, the viewers can smell it. They know. They're no dummies. They know the difference. And so guess what? I can smell it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I can totally smell it too. So, okay, so what other details do we want to get into?
I don't know. Her posts, the ring. No, I like the ring. It's just that first post that she posted, it was like, it looked like a topaz in the middle or something. It must have just been the light or the angle. So I was confused. It looked like a bug's eye in the middle of it. And now I've seen it and it's like a regular ring. And some people were like, is that Sheena's ring? It looks like Sheena's ring. Do you think he bought Sheena's used ring? I'm like, God, that would be amazing.
I mean, that ring style is like very in. It's yes. it's definitely not different by any means, I don't think. Like, no, Jax didn't really break the mold. Also, I wonder if anyone can do the side by side of the stupid ring that he showed Sherry on the farm.
Yeah, we'll have to go back into Jax and Brittany, but that was, he didn't show her a ring, though. He just said he was designing some. And I thought he said that later he just...
He showed a picture, didn't he?
Oh, but didn't he just, like, Google it or something?
I thought so. But, I mean, it looked nothing like that ring.
Hmm.
I don't think. I don't know. Someone get on that.
So, yeah, I wonder how much of a discount he got from Kyle Chan for all the plugs. And I love how Kyle Chan chimes in on it. And he's like, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Jax Taylor. It's like... that's not his legal name.
Did Kyle Chan do Katie's?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, is he that, like, is it that, like, a respected jeweler? Like, I'm just wondering, like,
we're still gonna, we gotta try to go to a store.
Yeah.
It'll kind of look like a closet.
Yeah, yeah. I would be curious to see it. So I heard, so in the Facebook group, someone said it was 5 carats.
3.14. Yeah.
Like pie? Yeah.
I don't know math.
Yeah.
Wait, we have pie?
3.14.
Where's the pie? 3.14
is pie day. And you get free pizza everywhere
you go. Yeah.
Is it blackberry pie?
No, pie. Pizza.
Anyways.
Okay, so
3.14. What I really think was 3.4.
Oh, 3.4. Okay.
I saw 3.14, I thought, in like Kyle Chan's, in, where's my phone, in Kyle Chan's post. anyways, whatever, 3-something.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so we can make, let's make some predictions. Let's just get into it. So 100% we think it's going to be at the castle in Kentucky because they've talked about that nonstop. That's her dream.
Do you think it's going to be this season or they're going to drag out this slow engagement to try to push for a season 8?
I thought that it was going to be not this season. I thought they would do like the bachelor party and blah, 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 all that stuff.
She's been planning it all along.
But when I saw Schwartz's post, I thought, shit, it's happening this season.
I liked, oh, his post, he's like, I can't wait to see how it all unravels. I'm like,
yeah, it's like nice wording.
Nice word. I mean, I agree with you. It is going to unravel, but I don't think that's what he meant. Yeah, I could see, since I believe they have already been engaged and they've been planning, that it could happen end of the season because they've been planning it for the last 6 months already. So now they have another couple months to keep planning it.
Because didn't she mention that she wanted it to be like a winter wedding with like snow and shit?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Does it snow in Kentucky?
Yeah, because she's like, I want to be white with red roses, yeah, in, yeah, the, yeah, snow.
Real crimson. okay, so let's make a prediction on who's going to get to be a bridesmaid. I call maid of honor Kara.
Yeah.
And then...
or Tiffany, her sister.
Or she was just in Jax's sisters, so she's going to have to be in there, too.
Yep. And since she's friends with all of the cast, it's going to be one hell of a huge party.
Yeah. And then will Zach be on her side or Jax's side?
Good question. Probably her side.
But Jax doesn't have many, because, like, let's talk about Jax's side. The Toms.
Two friends, yeah.
The Toms.
Kyle Chan.
Do you think James will get picked?
Not right now.
He's gonna be so sad. Like, he's gonna definitely be trying. So that'll be a storyline. James trying to impress Jax to get an invitation to his bachelor party, to be in the wedding, to be invited to the wedding.
Do you think it'll be a co-ed bachelor party because she won't trust him otherwise?
Yes.
Yeah.
And probably at like the Hooters Casino in Vegas.
Because she has all her friends to spy and make sure he's not getting into any, you know, Jezebel's panties that are throwing themselves at him.
What about Peter? Would he make an appearance on the lineup?
He'll probably get in there because, like, who are Jax's friends, you know?
Yeah, so if they need a lot of guys.
She's going to have a ton of girls, so he's going to have to start paying people, you know, maybe Guillermo.
And do you think when they say, if anyone has anything to say, say it now or forever hold your peace, do you think someone will stand up and say something?
I wish Aaron wasn't such a nice guy because...
Or Faith. Faith might say something. She might come and make an appearance and say, I have something to say.
Should we go? What if we both go and we'd be like, I just slept with Jax at Tocamadera. Oh,
yeah.
There's that rumor too. So someone posted something that apparently Jax is making out with a girl at Tocamadera recently. And they even like showed a picture of the girl and tagged her. Her name's like Claire Madden or something. Madellan.
Yes.
So we'll have to stay tuned on that and dig a little deeper on that and see if... one of our peeps reached out to this person, I believe. So we'll stay tuned to see if she hears back from Miss Claire or whoever said they saw Jax making out with this person.
Do you think that they will serve beer cheese?
100%. And like...
hot wings?
Yeah. And Coors Light?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
In coolers?
Yes.
Rolling coolers.
And I feel like mason jars will probably be like featured somewhere.
Can we stop with mason jars?
I like them too.
I know, but.
But it's just, it's just funny. It's, that just, it's like.
Yeah. Enough. And, well, I've got a theory on her wedding song is going to be this.
Some good old Shania.
From this moment, slogan.
I felt like probably on like the car ride back from Malibu to LA, you know, where they're throwing this little party afterwards, that she was like singing from the top of her lungs, like Rascal Flatts, God Bless the Broken Road. You know, because like this has really been a broken road that her and Jax have traveled down. And I mean, she fought for this ring.
But you know what?
What?
Love can win.
It can. Love conquers all. And
I love him.
Her mom taught her to forgive people.
Yes.
Men. And to, you know, keep just, just stand by your man.
I was listening because all these articles came out today, and one of them was like, listen to this article about Jax and Brittany talking about their relationship. So I thought it was something new, but no, it was like a year into their relationship. And the guy's like, how'd you guys meet? And she's like, we met in Vegas, and I was, he was with another girl, but I stole him away from her. See, guys, another example of she's not as sugary sweet as y'all think. She stole Jax away from his date, which is kind of rude, as she was also cheating on her own boyfriend, but we all know that already. Oh, you guys, what we forgot to mention in our highlights last week, we forgot to tell you guys, the new listeners, go back, I think it's September or October, and listen to our podcast with Aaron. That's Brittany's ex that she was living with at the time, long-term, like 4 or 5 year relationship. She was living with him at the time when she flew off to Vegas to hang out with her friend Kara, and she cheated on Aaron with Jax. So... go back and listen to that. There's also the...
We should have contacted Aaron and asked for a statement.
Well, I did just tweet at him yesterday.
What'd you say?
Well, he posted... strange timing. Aaron posted yesterday before this Britney thing broke. He posted a ring, like his ideal wedding band. He's like, someone give wifey a shout out. This is the kind of wedding band I want when I get married. And so I comment.
Oh, I saw it. You said noted.
Yeah. Well, okay. Obviously, because I'm wifey, because he follows me. I think, well, I think for a reason.
I'm
obviously,
sure.
Obviously, he's
I'm
super
sure.
interested.
I'm sure. Oh my gosh.
So go back and listen to the Aaron interview. You'll hear how nice he is, how positive he is. He's so sweet.
He's the reason why we are blocked from Jax.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of you guys asked which one of us were blocked by Jax. Well, both of us, fortunately. And many of you guys.
Professionally and personally.
Yeah. How much time does this guy have? So get this. So,
and he like blocked my other podcast, which is really creepy. Like it shows he like he went deep.
Serious
deep. He deep dived us.
Stalking.
Yeah.
And I had like, at the time I was not Pumpers Nation. I was like some, you know, Sarah by the Sea, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't even sound offensive or anything. And so he, okay, this is what Holly posted something about our podcast with Aaron or something about Aaron. And you said he was such a nice guy, you guys. And he goes, shows what you know. And I said, totally. That's all I said, totally. As in, yes, he's a nice guy.
Let's say that Aaron is not a nice guy. Let's say that he did really shitty things to Brittany. Let's just say he did.
Hypothetically.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's say that like the list totals 10 things that were like truly horrible. Let's list out Jax's things that he's done. Mm-hmm. Like to for him to like say that, oh, he shows what you know. Like, what about you, Jax? You're the worst. Like, how can you, like, don't throw stones.
And if he was so bad, why did they reach out to him to ask him to film?
Yes.
Which they did.
Yes.
He didn't reach out to the production.
Yes.
So, yeah, exactly. So Jax blocked me over the word totally and Holly over saying a guy was nice. And then he stalked her personally, stalked her other Mommy and Me podcast, blocked that. Blocked. I mean, it's like, what? And you're like so busy. Oh, yeah, I don't care about social media. Trolls. I'm not affected at all. I laugh. It's like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure, Jan.
Yeah. Okay, so I wonder how Aaron feels. And more than that, I wonder how Stassi feels, because even like Stassi is for sure over him. I think like it's, yeah, she's, you know, they've moved on, but it doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
It has to sting a little bit, yeah, for it to go, ooh, yeah, like they're at a different point than I am. So I wonder how
they were together about the same amount of time.
I wonder how, yeah.
He never asked me to marry him.
I mean, you have to question, like, why didn't I get a ring?
Yeah.
Especially when we know she said on the show that's what she wanted. She had a Pinterest board. She's had her wedding plan. She wanted a ring. She wanted kids from him.
Remember, so she said they were soulmates and she just knew it?
Yes. Yes. So.
Careful what you say on TV, Stassi. It's there forever.
What do you think Sherry will wear to the wedding?
Pink frosty lipstick, and she might be one of those moms that also wears white.
Yeah. Like, do you think like a tiara?
Yeah. Very likely.
Yeah, I can't. It's going to be something spectacular.
Brittany's probably going to, along with her mason jar, she's going to wear a flower crown.
Yeah. I could also see her wearing like gloves.
It's fancy. I saw on Pretty Woman, she put these long white gloves on. She looks super classy. I definitely see tiaras, flower crowns, and maybe some gloves.
100% her dogs will walk the rings, yes, down the freaking aisle. The dogs will be in the, oh, she have one dog or two?
Two, Kingsley.
Okay, and yeah, they will be in the wedding for sure.
The pretty one that always wins the,
what the else did I that have?
Dog's name, the white one. They call her Sissy, but it's whatever.
Sissy. Okay. Oh, this was my other question. Do you think that in the scenes leading up to this, that anyone tried to like talk Jax out of this, whether it be Lisa?
It would be T-Sandy.
T-Sandy.
Dude, don't do this. If you are any inkling that you're going to cheat, just don't do this to her, bro. Don't.
Yeah, T.C.
He's got to be Tom Sandoval. His parentally, he's got to get his lecture out because he's the new preacher of the show. So he's got to scold him and like, dude, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, I just wonder, like, when he was telling people about it, if people were like, are people going to encourage him? Are they going to say, dude, don't do that? Or like, what are you like? You better be sure. I'm sure they were saying,
yeah,
you better be sure you're going to take care of her, blah, blah, blah.
And Schwartz is like, oh, God, don't. It's like, I can't get drunk anymore, Jax. Are you sure? Don't do it. Because,
Jax, I remember this decision was really hard for me, too.
Yeah. I mean, I want you to join me in my
misery. I still am not sure about it.
Yeah. So it's nice that you'll be miserable with me. But, oh, I just kind of like living vicariously through you. Like, you know, that those pictures with Faith. It's like, oh.
How soon do you think Brittany will be wearing that like fertility tracking bracelet as a sponsor?
I don't think she will because she's already pregnant.
I mean,
what's their kids' names gonna be? Savannah? Yeah.
Oh, I could come up with some. I was gonna say Kingsley, but that's her dog's name, right?
Arabella.
Bentley.
Yeah. Bentley. Get your butt over here.
Yeah,
Hooter.
We gotta think of that.
Hey, Hooter, get over here.
Jax Junior.
What?
Well, I want to hear. Do it.
No, I've already said this on the podcast. Julia wants me to do my thing where I talk about Brittany saying,
"Jax, you can do me. Just stay. You can do me anywhere. I promise. You can even do me in the ear if you want. Anywhere. I forgive you, Jax."
You want me to run around the block in my shoes?
It's not working. It's not working. It's not working.
Do you think that Brittany will wear like stinky tennis shoes under her wedding dress so she can have stinky feet for the wedding night?
Oh.
He has a foot fetish and he likes her to run around the block in her tennis shoes so her feet get real stinky
from him.
And Stassi's confirmed that he has a foot fetish also.
You always fall asleep during the episodes. You miss everything.
Yeah, he's into stinky feet and he likes to suck on them and fuck them. And swear. No,
Faith said it. Stassi said it. Jack says it all the time. Brittany confirms it. Yeah, it's a thing.
It's like Marty.
It's like Marty.
Yeah. Yeah. That's dark.
it's dark shit.
But yeah, so I could see like some custom like bejeweled shoes. She might do that for him.
Crystals.
Yeah, tennis shoes with no socks, so it gets real sweaty and stinky.
And then he wants to lick it off.
Yes,
it's definitely going to be a blingy.
I'm sure.
It's going to be a blingy dress and it's going to be a deep V sweetheart cut for sure. Like definitely sweetheart cut. So her boobs are like billowing out of it.
Yes. And for Jax, I feel like he's either going to have the guys in like that blue that he wears.
Yeah.
Like a blue velvety.
That jacquard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like a Stassi blue. But like
just to stick it to
but
her.
More gray. Yeah, he like won't like give her like all the yeah. And Stassi's gonna event plan it.
Oh my gosh, where's that? I can actually see that happening. I mean they're gonna do Vegas. They're not gonna do somewhere cool.
What?
Like bachelorette party.
Oh no, I mean she's gonna plan the wedding.
Yeah, the wedding
ceremony. And who's going to marry them? Is it going to be Lisa again? Is that going to be like a cast tradition? Or are they going to, or is her father going to do it because he's a minister?
Is he a minister?
Am I making that up in my head?
Huh.
Is he?
I don't think so. Well, not that I recall.
But he's just a very traditional.
Let's Google him.
Religious man, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see maybe her dad doing it. Like Cody Brown did it on Sister Wives.
And will Militia be in the wedding?
Of course. Oh, yeah. We already got Presley as the little girl.
Yeah, flower the girl. Flower girl.
Huh. Probably the dogs, like, pulling her in a wagon. Like,
yeah.
Like, they're, like, little reindeer.
Yeah.
They'll probably, actually, since it's Christmas wedding, they'll put antlers on Kingsley and Sissy. And then they'll pull Presley down in a red wagon so she can get her crimson and white wedding.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's just like, it's so, there's so much that could happen. I can't even deal with it. And then we have all of the characters around them that are going to be, you know, butting into what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, Sheena just lucked out. She's in. like, because Brittany's friends with her, like, she will for sure be part of, like, the whole wedding story. Like, oh, yeah. So it actually brings the group back together.
Well, I think they'll all be in the wedding.
Oh, me too. But, I mean, like, luckily it's not one of the other girls, so she's X'd out. You know, like, Brittany will right. include everyone.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, definitely think, well, this was no surprise. She knew it was coming. She got ready for it. And what, the cast was all waiting. Oh, yeah, just see him acting. They, like, walk into the apartment. And he's like, no, we left it unlocked. And she's like, what? She didn't really seem all that surprised when the cast was there. She's like, oh.
Wouldn't it be strange, though, to be, like, mic'd up when you're walking back into your house? Like, wouldn't you take your mic off, like, after you're done filming?
Yeah.
Like, you, like, oh, like, let's take it off. Like, oh, let's just, yeah, I don't know. The whole thing, it's.
Suspicious.
Like, I go back and forth between, like, wanting to expose, like, the filming secrets and then just playing dumb. Because if you play dumb, you can keep it fun and make fun of it and whatever. But if you start exposing things, it's like, it takes the fun out of it. So,
yeah,
we'll keep it fun and light. And, true. We're here for the wedding, the royal wedding.
I mean, and that's fine that they were engaged before. And, yeah, people want to see it, especially the people that don't follow social media. They want to see, oh, this is the engagement. So they're giving people what they want, but just don't be on a thing saying it's all real. It's not scripted. It's not manufactured. Now, it's like, just be real about it. Be like, you know what? We wanted to capture this on film for the viewers because they want to see it. You know, there's fine. Just there's nothing wrong with it.
Now, what do you think about, you know, how you mentioned like that they did, you know, do a spoiler on this that we know about it now. So we're going to be watching. And even Evolution Media put out a statement saying, so this just happened. The best Pump Rule spoiler ever. Congrats, Mr. Jax Taylor and Brittany.
Someone said that they were told to put it on social media by production.
Well, it's, I mean, every single cast member referenced season 7. And I did see a couple comments that it was due to their poor ratings from the last season. And Julie from our group, Julie, I saw you post in another group that you can get the ratings. And I've tried to get ratings before. I like set up a Google alert and sometimes I'll see like a little article on it. But I would love to see how Vanderpump Rules did last season. Like, were the numbers down from the year before? Is something going on? Is that why they're ramping this up?
And
so,
also how it stacks up against like other Bravo shows.
Other Bravo shows or like a MTV show that Jax like likes to make fun of. Like,
right. But I heard that, like, yeah, like the X on the Beach. But I heard that that was bigger because the MTV reach is bigger.
Yeah. So I'd be curious to see like what the numbers are.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it has to be successful. They're on season 7. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see how successful. And
my only worry here is that this is the whole season. Like, we don't want season 5 where the whole season is Katie and Tom's wedding. I'm going to get bored real fast.
I don't know. I actually would be down for a whole season of wedding stuff because I think that with this, Katie and Tom were so freaking boring.
Well, yeah.
These two will go crazy. Something will happen.
Yeah.
100% the wedding will be called off at one point. Like, they're going to get into a fight.
Fine. Forget it.
Yeah.
It's not working.
But, like, the other side of me is wondering, like, wow, you know, everyone has said that Jax has changed since his father's passing and stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, a part of me is wondering, like, is maybe he really is changing? Like, maybe his father, you know, passing away, he's just like, he realizes what's important to him now. See, even if you give...
I think he realizes this is his last chance at finding someone that, like, is in love with him and, like, dotes on him. I think he realizes his expiration clock is ticking and, like, he's...
Yeah.
He even said it. He admitted, he's like, can you do something, Dr. Lakey, about, you know, I don't want to look like such a meathead. You know, like, I think he's aware, like, he's losing his looks.
Yeah.
He's, like, cashing in his chips.
Yeah.
But it won't last long because at some point he's going to have to feel like he's still wanted, so he's going to seek that out.
Yeah.
He's too much of an egomaniac to not need that.
Yeah, so you guys, let us know what your predictions are for the wedding, for the royal wedding, and we'll start doing some polls and get our list together, and I mean, we can...
Yeah, let's do polls on, like, what you think their wedding song will be, their wedding dance will be,
Who's going to catch the bouquet?
What kind of bridesmaids' outfits? Who's yes. going to catch the bouquet?
Yes. I feel like the dresses are going to be like Jessica McClintock, like circa like 1999, the corset with like the the billowy skirt that was like super popular, and like in that crimson red. But that might make everyone look too pretty. She might pick a different color. I don't know.
Those dresses, though, they're like, they give everyone like monster hips because like the yoke and then the pleats hit right on the hip line. It's terrible.
Only, yeah, a certain person can pull it off.
I would love it.
Yes.
They all look huge.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll start thinking of some polls and be posting them in the Facebook group and then some on Twitter. And it's just been a lot to take in.
It really has. So yeah, there's just been a lot going on. It's crazy. So I also saw something that Heather posted in our group about what 80s party is this weekend.
It's a gay pride. The Sur theme is 80s.
Okay, got it.
So you're supposed to dress as 80s to go to Sur for gay pride. So that's why T. Sandy was like dressing.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was like one of like the birthday parties or something.
I mean, maybe they're having both, but the Sur theme is 80s party.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know. Maybe I should pop in. Oh, wait, that's tomorrow. No, not going to happen.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, so. It is tomorrow.
So, well, but sure we do we'll have, see on social media.
Yeah, we do have people in our group. Did you see me ask that question? Yeah. A lot of people are going, so... Yeah. They will report back hopefully.
Yeah, you guys post pictures or tell stories. We can't wait to hear and see.
Yes.
Tuesday we're gonna do the season 6 highlights podcast. Actually it should be posted up Tuesday. We'll probably do it Monday night or
yes.
Monday night. So
I saw another post really quick. Sorry. I saw another post in the group of someone from, I think it was from Australia, asking that we post what time we record so they can interact with us more or that we could go live. And I thought that's kind of a good idea. We've never tried that before, but we would be totally down to do that. So keep your eyes open for that. Maybe we'll post something of when we're going to record and you guys can call in or we can go live, whatever.
Yeah, because we can have you call in and put you on speakerphone with the microphone. We've certainly done it that way before.
Yeah, it works. It works. Or I know there's a way too that you can like after Buzz, I think, does live comments. So like people can read and go, oh, someone has a question about this or that. Or that'd be really fun too.
That's true.
Yeah, so we'll be working on new stuff, guys.
So I don't know, I'm trying to think of anything else that happened around this, but let us know your theories, your thoughts. You guys already have. I mean, our Facebook group is flooded with commentary, so it's awesome. For those of you that didn't hear the last podcast, we are doing a FabFitFun box giveaway. We'll announce the winner of that one Tuesday.
And thank you everyone for entering. Oh my gosh, we've had such a response to this. It's awesome.
And we're going to do, you know, for the next box too, when they come out with that, we're going to do it again. So if you didn't win this time, maybe next time. So anything else?
I'm looking. I think that's it.
We should maybe do, for you gamblers, I know it's probably just me and Holly, place bets. And it can be... place bets on some of these polls or whatnot. Like, it would be fun to do a little fantasy football thing on, you know, what's the song going to be? What are the bridesmaids going
to
be?
No, we have to make a huge thing out of this. Like, there has to be like
some kind of board.
Yeah, there has to be like a fantasy football of the wedding, like of the whole season of like what's going to go on. Because I think we can almost predict the whole thing.
Yeah, and ruin it for them.
Yeah.
So they're like, it's not. That's probably what the one of the breakdowns is going to be. It's not a surprise anymore because everyone on social media has already guessed everything I picked.
And also, our listeners who live in Kentucky, I know you're out there because you guys have messaged us. Anyone work at that castle? Can anyone look at the schedule? When is this wedding? Oh. We need deets. Someone has to know someone who.
Well, we could always call and be like, hi, yes, this is Brittany Cartwright. This is Brittany Cartwright. I just want to make sure, what are the times you have for me? I just want to make sure because we're about to print up our invitations. I want to make sure I get right. You know, what's the times you have again?
You have to do that. We shouldn't have said that.
Delete it.
Yeah. No one messaged Brittany that we just said that.
Oh, they can you imagine? And then be like, actually, I want to go ahead and cancel it. And then they all like show up there and like they're just like, we're booked.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I wanted to do that before to like enemies when I know they're going to be like at a hotel or something. I'm like, I'm going to cancel their rent. I've never have, but I've thought about it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I think it was my. Yeah, I won't even say.
Yeah, don't say.
Don't need that. All right. So, yeah, cool.
Okay, well, and Sarah's going to work on publishing her poem so you guys can read them as well as listen to it on the podcast because that was crazy.
Am I
going to
read them or are we going to like YouTube video?
I don't know. I'll have to think of what to do.
Yeah, we'll think about it. I'm going to write some more. I'll have some more for Tuesday.
I'm thinking like we'll do like a lyric video or something. Maybe I can take the audio from this, throw it into a video. I don't know.
Yeah, that's great. Anytime I'm not on facial air, that's great. audio, don't care. Yeah, and I'll have a couple more done for Tuesday. I mean, I can write them all now, but let's stagger it out and keep it fun.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, everyone, we will see you next Tuesday, just like James.
Sent. See you, sent.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Bye.